Blog Talk Radio.
We are live. We are live discussing the Hunger Games. Mockingjay Part 2. And I am waiting for Jennifer to call in. Jennifer is my co-host. We're both the creators of Making Lemonade. We love reviewing and discussing and reading young adult literature and are looking forward to helping other authors out there create their works. Okay, come on, Jen. Waiting for my list of callers to appear. Hey, Trevor, what did you think about the Mockingjay movie? He really enjoyed it. Call a guest. I didn't know I could call someone. Let's do that. We are calling a guest right now. We are calling my co-host, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey, Jen, we're on air.
Hey, all right. So did you call me?
I called you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to call in, and of course, I don't know, guys. I am having a hard time with my technology, which is really weird because I'm like the technology person. Like, I don't typically have issues, but Block Talk Radio is not my friend tonight, I guess.
Okay,
I was trying to call you, but. Huh?
We're going to invite another guest on the show and see if we can get her on air with us.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
So can you hear me clearly, Jennifer?
I can.
Awesome. Oh, goodness. Whenever you were speaking about the things of the movie, and I was trying to make sure, I'm like, oh, I know I have some different views than her, but I can't even remember now.
Well, I think that was because of our technical difficulties. Like, I think if we're actually able to discuss it, probably on our next, like, video or whatever to kind of wrap up the whole Hunger Games thing, then I think that would be...
So, did the movie meet your expectations, Jennifer, the Mockingjay Part 2?
I mean, I'm one of those people, and, you know, look, I think if it was just like any other movie, I would say, okay, it was an okay movie. But I think because my vested interest in the series, having read the book, I don't know. I just kind of was disappointed.
And did you feel that way with the other two? The first two, Hunger Games and Catching Fire. Did you have that same kind of letdown feeling, or?
No. I actually love Catching Fire. Mockingjay Part 1. Obviously, it ended at such a gripping moment that you know, it's like you were anticipating this last one so much. And I just remember seeing the trailer that basically had Snow, and behind him was PETA, and it was like there was no sound, and then he said something like, I forget what he said. I just think the anticipation was so built up that, I don't know, I was expecting a little bit more. What were your thoughts about, like, the overall, like, you know, ending to the series.
Okay. I definitely had the same experience like you did with the Hunger Games, the first one, and Catching Fire. I absolutely loved seeing those brought to life on the screen. And I loved the choice of actors for the characters and everything. I think Mockingjay, there were so many feelings and emotions going on behind the scenes that you really almost had to read it to really get the full effect. And I think it was harder to bring that to life. And I said that at the end of our last bit of our on-air time. It did a really good job showing that tension that grew between Gil and Katniss's characters on the movie. And so I think the people that had not seen, that had not read the books, weren't expecting her choice and her love interest. But those of us that had read the books were expecting the ending and were expecting her to choose Peeta. Because of that tension that grew and because of Gil's focus so much on revenge and letting that hatred build up in him. So I just don't think they were able to display that in the movie as well as in the book.
Yeah. And do you think, I mean, it seemed like a lot of people kind of picked Gil just because Liam Hemsworth, you know, is playing him. And, of course, Jennifer Lawrence and him. Supposedly, rumor has it that they have, like, kind of an off-air friendship romance going on. Do you think that that's what people picked up on, and maybe that between her and Peeta, it just didn't feel real?
I think Gil's character, Liam, I think he is much more attractive than Josh, the actor that plays Peeta, and I think a lot of girls immediately go to that. So I think that,
okay.
Like you just said, that Jennifer Lawrence and him have good chemistry too. And I don't even think that kiss was believable when they're, where are they at? They're in the subway or they're underground when she's trying to get Peeta out of his little, she's trying to bring his focus back to reality and back on her, and they kiss then. And that is nowhere near the kiss that they had on the beach in Catching Fire. That one was so believable. And this one, it didn't seem as believable to me.
Yeah, I think definitely, like, I think more time should have been spent on building characters in this last one. I guess they're hoping that people remember from the last movie, but I think sometimes you forget that. And I know you guys actually watched part one, but since I was, you know, tutoring, it's like one has to kind of make the assumption that maybe somebody hasn't seen Mockingjay part one for, you know, a couple months or something. I don't know. I don't know. I think they were trying to rely on the old chemistry rather than actually recreating it and building on it.
Right, right. And I also thought, what did you think about the ending being rushed towards the end of the movie?
Definitely. I mean, in the book, it kind of did the same thing because it was like it went from, like, the end of everything to all of a sudden they had kids and they, you know, were living back in 12 in the epilogue. So I do think, like, it kind of was closely connected with how it ended in the book. However, I just feel like in the book, more time was spent building the tension between Katniss,
I think we have a guest caller.
Okay, awesome.
He hung up.
No.
What a speaker. He tricked us.
Well, at least we know, like, how it works.
the ending was rushed in the book as well, a little bit, but I think it still was able, you had that depth that you couldn't in the movie. Even after the big events at the end that, I guess this is a spoiler alert if you're listening. That part at the end where Primrose is killed, when Primrose dies, in the book, it shows just how deeply Katniss is affected by it. And she's also burned everything but her face. Her body's badly burned. And it's not an immediate pardon or not even an immediate. She has a trial in the book. And it doesn't go into depth about the trial or anything, but it does refer to a trial. And she is there mourning her sister for several weeks before she goes back to District 12. So you just get a more... You understand that she is grieving seriously for the death of her sister, and then you kind of understand the what happens between her and Gil better in the book, I thought. But I do think after that it does kind of rush the ending. But I don't know, that part I wish they could have developed more into the movie.
For sure. Well, this definitely has been a learning experience. So I mean, from here. We'll definitely have another show that we can actually both, like, actually legitimately get on, so we can take some callers.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe over, I know the fifth wave is coming out. Gosh, that'll be here in a couple months. And we both just really enjoyed that book and can't wait to see it made into a movie. So I can't wait to discuss that with callers.
For sure. Well, I guess I know we're getting off here in a couple of minutes. It's set up for 9:30, right?
Right. We have 2 minutes left.
Okay. Well, great time at least figuring it out. Sorry about the technical difficulties on my end. I don't know what's going on with Google Chrome right now.
You were cutting out there for a second.
Okay. So we'll just go from here and definitely check out our website and our YouTube page, Making Lemonade Book Reviews.
We even have a Twitter now, so follow us. It's the same thing, Making Lemonade at Twitter.
All right, well, cool. Well, I guess on that note, we'll kind of wrap this up. And I'm glad you were able to figure that stuff out. So we'll just go from here.
Okay.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.